Welcome to the Saturday Examen. You may like to take a little longer to prepare yourself for prayer today. So, take a moment to allow yourself to feel comfortable wherever you are. What do you need to be at home with the Lord and feel comfortable? Become aware of the rhythm of your breathing. If you are feeling anxious about something, acknowledge this with the Lord, who already knows, understands, and welcomes you with whatever you bring to prayer today. Continue to breathe slowly and imagine that you are beginning to come to rest in the Lord's loving presence. You may like to imagine that you are leaning on Him. We will read through a selection of verses from this week's scripture passages. You may use these to jog your memory, or perhaps just notice which verse most speaks to you today. May those who sow in tears reap with shouts of joy. Do not give what is holy to dogs, and do not throw your pearls before swine, or they will trample them underfoot and turn and maul you. Zechariah asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And all of them were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue freed, and he began to speak, praising God. Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Lord, if you choose, you can make me clean. He stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, "I do choose." As you sit with the Lord today, share any memories from your prayer times this week, or reflect on the verse that most speaks to you today. Now call to mind some of the moments in the past week. Which moment most stands out to you as being a life-giving moment? Which moment stands out as being a life-draining moment? Offer these moments to the Lord in gratitude and prayer. For the remaining time in prayer, focus once again on your breathing and simply let the Lord surround you with His loving presence. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.